2 Corinthians chapter 3. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation unto you, or letters of commendation from you? You are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Forasmuch as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of the Messiah ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living Elohim, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. And such trust have we through the Messiah towards Elohim, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of Yahweh, who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was splendorous, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the splendor of his countenance, which splendor was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather splendorous? For if the ministration of condemnation be splendorous, much more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in splendor. For even that which was made splendorous had no splendor in this respect, by reason of the splendor that excels. For if that which is done away was splendorous, much more which remains is splendorous. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which was abolished. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remained the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in the Messiah. But even to this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to Yahweh, the veil shall be taken away. Now the sovereign is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of Yahweh is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the splendor of Yahweh, are changed into the same image from splendor to splendor, even as by the Spirit of Yahweh. End of chapter 3.